anybody from the public on?
This is Jen. I just got back on, and I'm just making sure I have everybody else off hold.
Julio, you there?
I'm here, yes.
How about Ken Walter and Rob Daugherty?
I'm here. Ken Walter's here.
I think Rob may have had to leave because he's doing the county briefing today on coronavirus.
Right. I'm just going to talk to Julio, and he might be on another call or something. Just make sure he gets back on.
While we're waiting, do you have a first and a second for...
Larry, I think we can proceed because you're going to just be placing these resolutions.
Yep. So the first resolution is authorizing the executive director to hire an additional employee. The first motion... Who was first and who was second? Sorry, I was talking.
I think it was Susie and Carol or the... Okay. Either way...
I'm recusing myself.
Okay.
Your recusal has been noted, Mr. Siegel.
Thank you.
So the need for the additional, I guess I'll speak, the need for the additional employee is all the requests that we're getting for help during these times. And I think the staff is overwhelmed, and I think this will be a great solution. And I think we're here to help people, so this is one of the things we need to do. So, any questions or discussion? Call a question in. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All in favor, one recusal.
Why is Mr. Siegel...
For amendment of the payment in lieu of tax...
Excuse me.
Agreement relating to Varia Lifestyle and Wellness Center project. I asked to have two of the board members be liaisons who had the discussion, so I'll let them take over, Paul or Joe.
Well, we
I give to the senior member.
We're approving that we do it for the remainder of this tax year and next year, and then it'll be reviewed again. We did not want to take it beyond... a point at the same time we wanted to give them the room to get this done.
Okay, then.
I'm showing the motion was offered by Mr. Perrello and seconded by Mr. Gunther. Is that fine?
That's fine. Any discussion? Then I'll call a question. All in favor?
Aye.
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 And I think that's it.
Ira, this is Julio.
This is Jennifer.
Sorry, go ahead, Jennifer.
I was on mute before, but I just wanted to, we need to reflect for the minute the reason for Mr. Siegel's recusal and abstention.
He is a co-employer of the candidate that you may be offering employment to.
Thank you.
Okay. Any questions of staff? Then before I open up the public here, I want to thank everybody. This is obviously not a great position to have meetings like this. And I appreciate everybody's consideration and working through it, especially with almost a two-hour meeting.
I'd like to do Zoom next time, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to see your face and expressions.
But what you put on Facebook and how you dress and what you do, I'm a little bit afraid of that, so...
Don't be afraid. Be happy.
Okay. Public comment?
Yeah, I have a few things. We should maybe have a Zoom meeting instead, then we can see everybody's face. All right. First, we're dealing with a new medium and a different way of doing things. It would have been nice to have the financial reports as part of the packet. So it would have been in there when I downloaded it or anybody else wanted to look at it so we knew what we were all talking about. Anything that's going to be discussed should be all part of that packet, not have to hunt and search all over the place. I recommended it before and I'll recommend it again. I think there should be a public comment on agenda items only in the beginning. So if somebody wants to address something that's before you, that's coming up on the agenda, they can talk to you about it beforehand instead of after the fact. And also at the end of the meeting to discuss anything else that may come up or they want to discuss. On the minutes and the agenda, it would make your life much easier if you had numbers by all those resolution discussion items on the agenda. So when you wanted to move something as a block, you go 1, 2, 3 and so forth. And it'd be easier to keep track, when, especially in this medium right now, to know where you are at any point in time. On your adoption of resolutions, your minutes, I feel, are incomplete and not proper to the open meeting law. You do not show the vote. By saying unanimous, you would assume by reading that that everybody voted for it, even though they were not present. And you make, in the resolution, you have a box with all of the votes and who is and who isn't, and the various ways they are not involved. And that should be cut and pasted or be part of the minutes, because that's what the open meetings law calls for, showing the result of the resolution. The ABO should have, Paris report should have been part of the packet also. Sales tax exemptions. And now this is before COVID and after COVID. Before COVID, the state of New York was seeing a $6 billion shortfall. And all these tax exemptions that we're giving out throughout the state of over 100 IDAs are affecting the state budget. And I think we have to relook at these. I think that we should stop giving you extensions as of this time because of everybody, of all the other difficulties we're having. And the county is going to be in worse shape after the COVID is over, because we could be losing a lot. We're going to be losing a lot of money in sales tax, and God knows what other ways we're going to be losing money. And I don't think the IDA should be adding to that burden by not by reducing our income. And if you're in business, you have to adjust. You have to figure out how to borrow the money and so forth. And we're not supposed to be the bank as taxpayers. As far as the when you do have these abatement questions or you want these extensions, you should have three things in a box or someplace in that motion. One is the original amount used, the amount that the original amount requested, the amount that has been used to date, and how much the balance is available, and maybe express a percentage of the original amount. I think that'd be more informative not only to the public, but I think it'd be more informative to the board members. So there's no way of, the board members have no real way of being kept up to date on anything without going back and doing a lot of research or asking, well, what was the original request? How much have they used now? How much they got left? I think we all are entitled to that, especially the board members. They should be knowing where we're at and say, you know what, enough is enough. Whatever reason they got, whatever reason it is, as they go forward, we're going to stop. They're going to have to deal with it themselves. We're no longer going to be the ones putting the bill, and we're going to stop. And you can only make that decision by knowing all these numbers, and you can make that decision. I just feel at this point in time, the sales tax extensions should stop because we are all in the financial crunch, and you're really forcing a lot on the taxpayers throughout the county and throughout the state. Thank you.
A motion to adjourn?
I'll move.
Second.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it. Thank you, everybody. Be safe. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a
meeting.
Thank you,
everybody. Stay happy. What
was the question? Now and the next meeting, is that correct?
Now we changed that to, we were going to do that for the possible loans, but we figured we need more time, and so we're not.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Be safe, everybody.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.